Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for the Patty Conklin Show, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Okay, folks. It is Dr. Farnessa K. Hall, M.D., as Patty likes to say. I'm flying solo. Patty is away having some fun, and I am thrilled to have my guest today, Tina Lifford, award-winning actress, playwright, author. And what we're going to spend most of our time today talking about is her new book, The Inner Fitness Revolution, and her Inner Fitness Project. And to start off, you know, I think if people Google you, they'll see your picture and they'll know exactly who you are because they've seen you for forever in various shows. But what I'm curious about is how you got from acting to being this, I think, I mean, I hate the word guru, but your book is so impactful and just shows us how to have a more peaceful and successful life. Tell us about how you got from point A to point B.
Vanessa, it's so nice to be with you. And I love that that's the question that you start with. You know, the intro that says the book shows us how to get there, and then how did you get there, Tina, is just a perfect intro for me. Because in the second grade, I knew I wanted to be an actress. In the fifth grade, I signed up for the school talent show. On the day of the talent show, I'm sitting in gym class, and they hand out the roster for the talent show that will happen at, like, let's say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's 10 o'clock in the morning when I get the roster. When I saw that my name was number one on the lineup, something happened inside. And I went, and I took this big gulp of fear. And unknowingly, I walked with that fear all day long. And that gulp said, I don't know that I didn't want to go first. I wanted to follow. I don't know if I can go first. There was just all of this doubt and insecurity around going first. So what happens at 2 o'clock is I step on the stage. I get to center stage. The lights are beaming down on me. The pianist starts to play. I am there to sing Old Man River. I get 4 bars out, and I literally freeze. And when I say I froze, I literally could not move. Everything, the theater was already, you know, dark, but everything went black, except I had these 2 bright lights beating down on me. I was so completely frozen that my teacher eventually had to come to center stage, pick me up, and take me off to the wings. And I don't remember that, you know, the next few days being terribly embarrassing. I don't remember that at all. But the impact of that moment showed up years later, decades later, when I was forging my career as an actress, because I knew I wanted to be an actress when I was in the second grade. And at some point, something triggered that moment on stage. And that created such an unfolding of anxiety and panic around auditioning. And acting is the only thing I wanted to do. And the thing that was the most challenging was here I was and had been a person who walked with a level of self-ownership, or what a lot of people would call confidence, right? I knew that I wasn't a fraud, Vanessa. I knew I wasn't a fraud. But this breakdown that happened, you know, internally, that I just did not have any control over, belied those other moments when I was centered and knowing and, you know, directional. And so I needed to figure that out for myself. Right? And that is where this life passion began. It was me trying to figure out and me becoming more human with every engagement. If you can understand what I'm saying, I grew up, you know, in a family where you didn't show vulnerability. You just got things done. And I thought I was beyond some things. And that experience helped me to become human.
I see. So you were solving your problem.
Absolutely.
And that put you on this path of self-discovery.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you that because I am an old soul, I came here with a level of wisdom that was beyond my years, and it was something that was said all the time about me, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I was solving my problem, and I was very aware that I was solving a problem that nobody talks about, that there were lots of books like there's a book that was very famous. Maxwell is the author. It'll come to me in a moment. But there were no real how-to books. So I would read spiritual literature, I would read philosophy, because I was interested in those things, but I was always looking for a decoding and understanding of myself that would not only introduce me to my humanness and allow me to become really comfortable in my skin as a human being.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
But also be able to be a source for other people. Yeah.
So in the process of the self-discovery and educating yourself, somewhere along the line it clicked in you that, gee, this would be helpful for pretty much everyone. I mean,
Absolutely.
Books you've written, Inner Fitness Project, I mean, when did that seed get planted where you went, this is great for me, how can I apply this and help other people? When did you figure that piece out?
Well, you know, that too is a beautiful question, because I would tell you that I am a success in the making that has been unfolding for 35 years. I have, you know, I started a social group back in maybe 2005. And it started out as Totally Fabulous Woman, and then it turned into Waking Up Fabulous, and neither one of those iterations really spoke to the humanity of it all, meaning it seemed to be, you know, centered around women. And though I do a lot of work with women, the decoding, the unraveling that was my experience, you know, the unraveling of what I call the lies. My first book is The Little Book of Big Lies. The unraveling of the lies, and I define a lie as any experience, any thought just any experience that leaves us feeling less than, not good enough, or in some way disconnected from ourselves, that is a lie. So what that teacher said, or what happened in your household, or that first betrayal or breakup or whatever that left us feeling not good enough, less than, and somewhat disconnected from our sense of wholeness, that is a lie. And when we don't know that it's a lie, we can't name it for what it is. And so it lives inside of us as the truth, and it begins to shape everything. It shapes how we see ourselves. It shapes our expectations. It shapes everything.
And it shapes how we respond.
Absolutely. It shapes how we respond. And so I wanted to understand myself beyond the lies. And I realized that everyone was carrying these lies. And so I wanted to write a book that would help people have the aha that I had when I realized, oh my goodness gracious, I am carrying all of these lies like they are the truth, right? And here was a really big aha. I love therapy, and I think that therapy is so important. And I have, and I'd love to, you know, get your feelings about this. And I have come to see therapy and the work that I now do, inner fitness work, to be, you know, to have synergy. The therapy, I discovered, was a sort of responsive or, I'm going to use the word reactive in a really neutral way. It's a way of addressing what has happened, what took place. So therapy does a lot to help us connect the past dots and thinking and misconceptions so that we can create a palette that is more true and honest and aware. Inner fitness.
Yes.
Right? Inner fitness.
Yes.
You know, going to a physical therapist versus a surgeon. The surgeon is going to take care of the immediate needs and breakages. And the physical therapist is going to help you use your body and strengthen your body in ways that will prevent breakages for, you know, the most part, at least make you strong so that you can be flexible and resilient. And when breaks happen, it will give you go-tos to help mitigate the healing time. That's the difference between therapy.
100%. 100% agree with you. Therapy, my experience, does identify things, and you can, you know, see that there's a victim triangle with you and your family. And but what I've seen in practice is that people go to therapy, and it's like forever, and they function better, but they're not better. They're still, they still have issues. And what I find with your book is that it's the introspection and the removal of that voice in your, not the removal, because the voice in your head's always there, but understanding that that voice in your head is not you. And you are much more than that. And I think most of us go through life hearing the voice in our head as if it is us. It's me talking to myself. But the voice in my head is a psychopath. It says all sorts of stuff. And I finally learned, I don't know if you ever heard of the booklet, The 7-Day Mental Diet by Emmett Fox. It's like $3.50 on Amazon. And the challenge is to not dwell on any negative thought about in any way for 7 days. Well, I've tried it multiple times. I've never gotten to 7 days. But the first time I did it, I was like, who is this talking to me? I mean, I'm a happy, you know, very positive person, but the voice in my head was awful.
Yeah.
And I realized that it's all the stuff that got dropped into you, those lies that you were talking about that occur from, they just get dropped into you, and they live in your body.
That's right.
And if you don't stop and get quiet, you don't recognize that there's a separate entity there. This narrator, this judge and jury that's just constantly yapping at you. And the difference with therapy doesn't address that voice in your head. It's telling you how to deal with the outside, but it's not cleaning out the inside. And I think this is a way to come to peace and wholeness with yourself. I mean, in your book, you're talking about the three selves. And I don't think that therapy really gets that. And so in my experience, I've found that this kind of work has been way more meaningful and way more effective than any of the therapy that I've done.
Yeah. It is so lovely to hear you as a therapist say that, or you're an MD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's lovely about that is I've heard that many times. In fact, I know a woman who is a brilliant therapist, and I became her coach, her life coach, because she just was, you know, above where most of the therapists in her field were. And she said to me, you know, one of the most important things that I have gotten from you that I wish I had known so that I could say it to my clients. She says, when you ask me what is the lie that I am carrying, it just changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Most people go into therapy and they process the lie. They spend 20 years processing something that is a lie because they didn't know it was a lie.
Right.
I mean, that's really profound.
It's so true, because when you're a little kid, you interpret a situation a certain way. So, for instance, I always thought my mother liked my sister more than she liked me. Mm-hmm. And she would call me when I was in medical school, and say, call your sister, she's got a big test, you know, a mock trial or whatever, whatever. And I'm thinking, well, who's calling me when I'm having my big test, you know? And then there are other things that made me think that. And I was talking to my coach, Greta Count. She's a certified science of mind practitioner and studied with Louise Hay. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, did your mother tell you that? And I was like, well, no. She goes, so you made that up in your head? And I'm like, well, I guess so. She goes, well, I don't think that's serving you anymore, so maybe we change the story. You know, your mother called you to help your sister because she knew you were capable, and she trusted you, and she needed your help.
Yeah.
And I just, my chin hit the table. It was like, oh, I've been telling myself that lie for forever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I went to therapy about the stuff between my mother and my sister, and we're looking at this victim triangle. My sister would ask me for help, and I'd say no, and then I became the villain, and then my mother said I was the villain, you know, and I was like, oh, she likes her more. Well, that was nonsense. You know, that's just the story that I made up.
That's right. That you made up.
And therapy didn't help me figure out that that was a lie. It helped me figure out how to operate within that relationship, those relationships. But it didn't teach me that it was a lie to begin with. Anyway, we're going to need to take a break. Boy, that 20 minutes went fast. Folks, hold on. There's so much more to happen here, and please stay with us because this is great information. We'll be back shortly.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, folks, we are back with Tina Lifford, and this is just such great information. Before the break, we were talking about how therapy, people go to therapy, and they process the lie that they've told themselves over and over. And what the Inner Fitness Project and the Inner Fitness Revolution is saying, you know, it's a lie. We need to get rid of the lie. We need to get to the truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say the truth will set you free.
It's so true.
But it's so true. How many people do we know have gone to therapy for forever?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and so the revolution, there's so many components to the revolution, but one of the things that I like to say is that pain is in the premise. And so we must change our premise. And the Inner Fitness Project and the Inner Fitness Revolution actually helps you to change the premise of who you are. Instead of walking through life with this lie that has broken you, we choose that to see ourselves as innately purposeful, worthy, and whole. And it changes the game because there are a number of prompts, you know, and then at the core of the Inner Fitness Revolution is 14 practices, or our 14 practices that help you make self-empowering choices in the moment as you walk through your day. The 14 practices, and just almost every page of the Inner Fitness Revolution, it gives you an internal to-do in those moments when you need to take that breath, in those moments when you're confused, in those moments when you are feeling triggered and out of, you have internal to-dos and a number of them that you can choose from that will help you regulate. But in this conversation, I'm using the term regulate to mean it will help you settle down enough for the truth of who you are to surface and be more accessible.
Yes. More present.
Yes. Yes.
In yourself.
Yes.
And not the reactive, you know, as you know, the survival self, the one that just reacts and people say, oh, well, that's just the way I am. It's like, no, that's not it. That's not the real you.
No.
I love that the book really is a roadmap, a guidebook, a support. It gives you bite-sized, digestible information that you can take in and apply to your life every day.
Yes.
And it's simple. Not easy. It's simple. But I think that's the beauty of it. And that a person can read this book and come back to it over and over again. Because it's, you know, it's two steps forward, you know, one step back.
Absolutely.
You know, this takes practice. But this to me is the kind of thing that young women need. You know, if I had had this in my 20s, I mean, my goodness gracious. you know, it really highlights all of the junk that we have internalized and have claimed, you know, not necessarily consciously, and you can, like, put it aside and look at it and go, ugh, I don't need to carry that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reclaim your true self. I mean, talk about, I mean, authenticity is, you know, a big buzzword, but I think this helps you uncover that authentic self so that you can be confident, because so much of the world is telling us, and I think particularly black women in this country, that we're not enough no matter what. I mean, you can have all the credentials in the world, hence, you know, Kamala Harris, and people still call you a DEI hire.
Mm.
that's the message that we get. And, you know, it's hard to not have that affect you. And this book helps you shed all of that junk that doesn't apply to you. Like you said, it's the lies, these lies that, you know, we've been covered with, you know, from birth. And the book is the roadmap to help you just shed all of it and have peace and ease and grace in your life. Let's talk about, see, I took some notes here. You have a lot of acronyms that I love, EFFORT being one of them, CRU, you know, and these are things these are little things that I can go to and go, okay, you know. You've got the 7 laws of self, you know, there's 14 something or others in there somewhere, you know. I think let's talk about in this segment's almost over. In the next 2 segments, let's talk about the key things that you have found to really help the women that you've worked with. You know, those nuggets that are just universal, that have the most bang. You know, when I was reading your book, just the concept of 3 selves, I thought that was brilliant. And I saw the movie that you made at the Generation W, and I sat there and watched it, and I thought, oh, that is so accurate. And so let's start with the 3 selves.
Yeah.
And I wish everyone could see the movie, because the visual on that just is so impactful.
Yeah. So I'd love to start with the 3 selves. And people, listeners, can see the movie by just going to YouTube and typing in Tina Lifford Dream. And it's 5 minutes and, I think, 34 seconds. So Tina Lifford, LIFFORD, Dream. And
okay.
I think that the 3 selves is a great place to begin,
let's hold that thought. Because I want to really dig into the 3 selves, because I think that it is a really critically important place to start and to understand and recognize that there's who's driving the bus, and most of the time it's not our true thriving self.
That's right.
You know, it's that psychopath voice in my head, that's who's driving the bus most of the time. And I think this is a really important concept, and I want you to be able to spend enough time on it. So, folks, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go away. This is the meat.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found 3 ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit pattyconklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's pattyconklin.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
You may not be in the same room or even the same country, but Patty Conklin's remote energy work can help you heal whether you have an illness, emotional wounds, or are in spiritual turmoil. And she can do it remotely. You can choose your session time, too, starting from 30 minutes, 3 hours, or even 6-hour sessions. Healing energy. Healing you no matter where you are. Visit pattyconklin.com. Scroll down to remote healing and book your appointment now. That's remote healing at pattyconklin.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit our store at pattyconklin.com. You'll be glad you did. pattyconklin.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, folks. Francis K. Hall, MD, here with Tina Lifford. And hold on to your hats. We are going to get back to the three selves, which is a really important concept to understand. You can see the movie that depicts this. It's 5 minutes on YouTube. Put in Tina Lifford Dream, and you can see it. And Tina, let's get back to this. Let's really dig into this concept, the three selves.
Yeah. So, you know, in short, the three selves says that we are not a monolithic self. When we look in the mirror, we see our body. But the truth is, what is driving our lives, what we lead with, is the range of emotions and thoughts and beliefs that live inside of us. And if you look closely, you will see that our beliefs fall into three basic categories. I name them the surviving self, the thriving self, and the infinite self. And the surviving self is that area of worry, doubt, and fear. That's what we default to. That uncertainty that creates a sense of feeling at risk. And so we're always in some level of protection, reactivity, justifying, looking for what's wrong, because just in terms of evolution, we started as a single-cell amoeba, and now we are this 72-trillion-cell adaptation. And the journey from that beginning as a single-cell amoeba to where we are now, just imagine the amount of survival instincts that had to be present long before we became thinking human beings. So we're going to default. We're going to look for danger. We're going to have our eyes peeled for what could possibly be danger. And that's why when we walk into a room, and no matter how many smiles and applause there might be, when we see that one person that doesn't seem to like us or doesn't smile, that person lives in our psyche as a potential threat. And now no matter what's going on in that room, there's a part of us that is aware of that person. That's how the surviving self operates through us, and it is appropriate for the surviving self to behave in that way. The thriving self is the part of us that is moving through life with curiosity, flexibility, openness, hope, a sense of possibility. It is from those energies that life creates in a forward and expanding kind of way. And anytime we feel a sense of hope or possibility, we are elevated. You feel lighter. You feel better. You feel stronger because a sense of possibility emboldens and strengthens. And then the infinite self is that place of intuition and wisdom. It is the flow of life. It is, you know, things happening synergistically or coincidentally or however you want to frame it. It is feeling like you belong in your skin, and there is a knowing. And we all have had moments like that.
Yes.
Inner fitness says that the whole person, for us to operate whole and wholly, means that we understand this range inside of us and we begin to work with it consciously. That way
consciously.
We are aware of what's happening when we get triggered and find ourselves in survival mode. And we are better positioned to be able to choose to support ourselves using our strengthened and present, you know, higher ranges, the thriving and the infinite.
Yes. I think most of us go into survival as the norm, and but it's not conscious. Your true thriving self isn't driving the bus. And I think so much of our reactivity to situations that don't even concern us. We get whipped up about, you know, whatever it is, and that's just, you know, this habit. But when we get in touch with our thriving self, all this exterior stuff doesn't even faze you. I mean, you don't even see it when you're in that. When you're in the flow, when you're in that intuitive state, where everything falls into place just naturally with ease and joy and grace and peace, you know, in that infinite self. I mean, the thing is, most of the time we are in survival self. And it's driving the bus, and it's not making the best decisions for us. And many people I see are making the same bad decisions over and over again because it's comfortable.
One of the things that I love to ask people when I am doing workshops or speaking, I ask people, when you are running for your life, are you thinking about being happy? You can't. You cannot think about being happy when you are running for your life. And the thing with the surviving self is there's a level of running that always is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to see that evolution has prepared us to run. But we also, here's a piece of information that is really important. As much as, you know, we all are aware of and love or maybe not so love our brains, consciousness was an adaptation. So the reason that's an important thing to understand is because the ability to respond, you know, like that knee-jerk response that you might see in lizards or insects or whatever.
The reflex.
That reflex is deeply encoded in our nervous system. And because it's deeply encoded and it was supporting life before human life and human consciousness adapted, the reactionary part of us that is oldest. And for us to know that means that we can now consciously work with that part of ourselves as we evolve into using consciousness. And consciousness is what allows us to thrive. Because consciousness gives, consciousness gives us that objectivity and our ability
yes.
to see ourselves.
Okay, so we're going to have to stop there and come back to that. This is an important concept, so we'll come back. We'll talk about that a little more.
Fantastic.
Patty Conklin is busy, but she's never too busy for you, and there are lots of ways to get a healing session with her. You can even get one via Zoom or by phone. With 29 years in the business of energy healing, Patty has a unique and remarkable ability to connect with your energy to help you heal on a mind-body-spirit level. From angst to pain, you can get help from Patty. Book a half-hour healing session and embark on your own personal healing journey. Visit PattyConklin.com and click on Services. That's PattyConklin.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit PattyConklin.com. That's PattyConklin.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, PattyConklin.com. That's PattyConklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at PattyConklin.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, folks, we are back. I'm back with Tina Lifford. We left talking about how we evolved to have consciousness and have conscious thought instead of just a reflex or reactiveness that survival of all the species as we evolved required. We wouldn't have gotten here without those instincts and those reflexive actions. But we've evolved to be able to think, to have consciousness. And so now we have the choice. So if you would continue down that vein about consciousness, and now we have choice to respond rather than react.
Yeah. So with consciousness, the neocortex gets engaged, right? And we have the ability to actually see ourselves. And I mentioned that at the Inner Fitness Project, we have a lot of prompts. And one of our prompts is what I call the observer's chair. And the observer's chair is the ability for us to, you know, sit above our lives. I say pretend like you're at the best movie of all time, and you're sitting in your movie seat, your comfortable movie seat, watching the movie unfold on the screen. And the movie on the screen is you. You in action. You in your life in motion. But when you have that objectivity where you can actually see yourself in motion, you get to see more than you would see if you were just in your reactionary, mindset. So, from as you begin to see, oh, every time this conversation comes up, I feel this tension in my body and I become reactive. Well, now that is huge information that you can now work with, because you know that reactivity is one of the characteristics and aspects of the surviving self. So now you know every time that happens, the surviving self has moved in and taken over the leadership of you in those moments. And the more you can see that, and you said, you know, earlier that the truth will set you free, the more we can say, ah, okay, something has me feeling at risk. And it always will boil down to that. That something has me in worry, doubt, and fear, and that, the bottom line of that means I feel at risk. My identity, my body, my person, my very breath, my existence in some way feels threatened or at risk. And now you can go, oh, okay, so I see in the book, in the Inner Fitness Revolution, one of the tools is, I see you. And now we get to say, I see you to patterns that we have unconsciously defaulted to in the past. You know?
Yes, it's default.
Say again?
It's a default. We just go there. There's no thought in it. It's just this reaction.
Yes. But the moment you see that, the moment you see that, because you begin to sit in your observer's chair, now, what do they say? Once you see it, you can't unsee it. And so
right.
Now you get to see, ah, well, this reactive nature shows up in all of these different settings and circumstances. And you get to objectively, from that observer's chair, go, oh, okay, I see that this is me. And how I responded, and the only way I knew to respond, based upon the family I grew up in, or based upon this experience that happened over here. And here's the most important thing about the surviving self. The surviving self, because it's running for its life, it's not trying to change anything. In fact, it doubles down on what it knows, because it knows how to survive what it already has survived. So
right.
Our bad habits, the only way we are going to be free of them is if we move into our thriving self, see them, and begin to work with them consciously. Otherwise, the surviving self is going to say, don't change a thing, because we were able to escape this danger way back when by doing what you do right this moment. Just do what you do right this moment. And
right.
So we get used to, you know, the pain coming up, bubbling to the surface, you know, that old reactive pain, and then we know that 2 days from now it'll feel better, and then next week we'll feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't change anything. And
right.
The surviving
but now we have a choice.
Yeah.
Once you see it, now you can choose to do something different. You can see that, gee, there's no risk here.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that. And and another thing is that all those thoughts and feelings are flooding the body with a constellation of neurochemicals and hormones.
Yes.
And you get used to them. You can be addicted to them.
That's exactly
and when
right.
you change them, when you stop and you don't react and you don't go there again, you are creating a new environment for yourself.
That's
and
right.
you detox
That's
from
right.
that addiction to that those that constellation of chemicals.
That's
and
right.
and then you get your body says, ah, I don't have to go through that. I can stay
right.
here in this calm way. And I think one thing people don't know is that when you constantly bathe your body in those fight-or-flight chemicals, it changes the genetic expression in your body. It changes the epigenetics down to the DNA level, and so different things will be expressed. And so if you're stressed and you're in fight or flight all the time, the cortisol's high, you know, your adrenaline is high, you're more prone to high blood pressure, you're more prone to gaining weight and diabetes and all these things. And so this isn't just about changing how you react to a situation. This is going to change your health and wellness overall. It's that important. It is, it is global.
And what you have just shared about, you know, that negative chemical cocktail that is reshaping us, the same is true when we create that positive chemical cocktail that heals us.
Yes. Then we thrive. We have good health and wellness and well-being, and we have more positive relationship with ourselves. I can't believe the time has gone by. We have like 30 seconds left. Folks, go to the Inner Fitness Project website, buy the book, The Inner Fitness Revolution. It will change your life. Give it out as gifts. This is maybe, at least from my perspective, one of the most important books for people to work through, because the changes, the positive changes that you will see in your life will amaze you if you take the time and do that introspection and do that work and get out of this reactiveness, and you have more energy, more peace and ease and grace. Thank you so much, Tina, for joining us. Please, will you come back and let's do this again sometime?
I look forward to it, Vanessa. It's been really wonderful.
Well, excellent.
And
well,
I just want to say to your listeners, say no to the lies. Just say no to the lies.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Patty Conklin Show on HealthyLife.net Radio. To listen to it again or share it with a friend, visit HealthyLife.net podcast on demand link on our homepage and click on Patty Conklin.